Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohse.
Still learning here, John, every time.
It's wonderful. We're with Risa Brofman, who is with the JCC Nancy Marks Cancer Wellness Program, which, you know, I can never say enough good things about it. And we're going to go through some of the programs now, but I just wanted to finish something we were talking to at break. You were talking about the hand yoga class, Risa.
Yes.
And
yes.
I was going to go to my mother-in-law's house because she has very bad hands and do it with her. And it was my brother-in-law. You know, I have this little laptop thing. My mother-in-law, Otto, has macular degeneration. And he said, John, she's not going to be able to see it. It makes no difference. I mean, she has a big screen TV and she hardly sees that. So we didn't wind up doing it. But that was just another program that's coming out. And what I want to do, Risa, is talk about some of the programs, so many of them. But actually, I want to start with one, which I've never done, and then you can go to ones that are most significant, the writing program.
The writing program, and I can't say enough about it. In fact, my friend who I talked about earlier, she wasn't able to take part in that program initially because she was working. Then when COVID happened, I encouraged her. I said, you should really try this Power of Words writing workshop. And it's a program in which Leslie, a volunteer who's a writer, she sits together with people, and now we're doing it virtually. And cancer survivors come and put pen to paper, and they express themselves, sometimes in reaction to prompts, other times just to get things out that they're going through, and sometimes really to just express themselves creatively. And my friend is part of this community right now, and she tells me every week, she actually reads some of her writing to me and just tells me how it's changed her perspective. And she's developed a community of people that really care and look out for her. I can't say enough. I actually spoke to Randy, and I want to have a Power of Words event in which people could actually share their writing with their family and the community if they want. So if we do that, I'd love for you guys to attend, but it's a powerful, powerful program that I can't say enough great things about.
Okay. And it's every Monday, I think at 2 o'clock. I just wanted to look it up quick. 1:45 or 2 o'clock. But it really, I've never done it. And it's one of the, I have it on my calendar to do it every week. And I never
do. You should try it. I'm looking up the time here. And I think it's 2 p.m. Yeah, on Mondays.
Okay. On Mondays. But actually, Risa, give out a phone number for anybody listening who wants to get involved, either as a volunteer or at this point in time, it's not volunteers, but, you know, who has cancer and is very interested in getting some support.
So they could contact me. My name again is Risa, R-E-I-S-A, Brofman, B-R-A-F-M-A-N. And the phone number is 516-484-1545. And it's extension 228. And it's really easy to get started. You can just give me a call and you let us know you're interested. Randy and I will do a brief intake, ask you a few questions, get a little bit about your history, see what you're interested in doing. And then we could also tell you what other programs would be appropriate for you. So please, you know, just pick up the phone. And again, it's not a cumbersome process.
Read the number one more time.
516-484-1545. You could ask for me, Risa Brofman, or my extension 228.
Okay.
I think it's important that it comes out that this program is free, that there's no hooker in the background that where you have to pay for something.
Exactly, Otto. This the Nancy Marks Cancer Wellness Center has no charge for our programs, and we wanted to do that purposely so there would be no barriers to someone having access to our program. The JCC has other programs that do have a fee, like if you wanted to use the Health and Aquatic Center, if you wanted to take part in different programs, have your child attend the early childhood center. So that's a different pay scale and different programs with different costs. But the Nancy Marks Cancer Wellness Center is a free program.
And I also want to stress at this point in time, because of COVID last year and what's going on around the country in general, one, I know that some grants that had been designated to the JCC got canceled across, you know, which happened with a lot of different places, but that's not fair. When you have an organization that is expecting to pay salaries and support things, that you're given a 3 or 4 year grant and then year number 2 or 3, they cancel it. I know life happens, but then once a year, and I think it's October, they do a fundraiser. Okay, no obligation. I participated last year, not as much, but the year before. But the difference is, and if I'm not mistaken, and it shows what COVID did, the 2 years ago when I first got involved with the JCC, I think they raised like $125,000 or $135,000. It was a good number, which had been higher than, they've been doing it for years, but I was never involved. I didn't go. And last year, maybe it was 35 or 40. So COVID really has hurt so many things. And here is a 60% reduction in money that goes to good causes. This is not going to junk. It's going for salaries. It's going for programs. It's going for materials that are needed to help people out. Now, I'm sure this year the fundraiser will be better. And I'm only bringing this up from the point of view, you know, if there is an organization or a person out there looking for a place, call the JCC, call Reese's number and have a conversation, because this may be somebody you would like to take on as somebody you would like to contribute to and be a sponsor. That's all, because the world has changed, unfortunately, and they will come back. But the most important part is they never stopped. So they didn't turn around and say, we're not making as much money now, so we don't care as much. They cared as much, if not more, because they figured out how to do it virtually and be there. And virtual is a pain in the backside too for everybody. You know, it's not the easiest thing in the world. You had to learn new things. So I'll come off the soapbox. We'll talk about programs again.
Well, you know what? I do want to point out what you're saying is true. Like all nonprofits, some of our revenue streams really have changed. So financially, the JCC and the Nancy Marks Cancer Wellness has taken a hit. And we're fortunate to get a grant from the Department of Health and some private grants. We also, though, rely heavily on individuals that come to our program, community members, and businesses. So absolutely, if there's anyone out there that's looking to sponsor a specialty program of ours or just wants to make a donation, they can give us a call. We try to do different things to raise money. In fact, we have this weekend coming up, our drive-in series is starting. And, you know, John, you may remember we hosted some tribute bands in the parking lot of the St. Jacobson JCC. We also hosted some movies. So we have on Saturday, we actually have a tribute band. I think it's maybe the Rolling Stones coming up. A couple of weeks from now, we have the Beatles. We also have a Bon Jovi tribute band. And that's a nice way for people to come, have their family come out, come to a drive-in, and also have that money go towards our emergency fund. We also, John, you are really, you underestimate, or you're humble and you don't say how much of an impact you had when you worked with us on the 5K. But that 5K, John's right, is a way in which all of that money that we raise goes towards the Cancer Wellness Center and allows us to have these free programs. And last year we had to go virtual. We're hoping this year we're going to be able to do it in person. It's going to look really different than it looked in the past, but it's an opportunity for cancer survivors to come out with their families and friends and for people to really give back and support a program that I think is, what we hear from people, is priceless and valuable to their overall well-being.
I'm going to agree with you 100%. For people who go, and I'm urging anybody who is listening, you have nothing to lose by going to a program. And you could even go to the program and see if it's good for somebody else. You know, you might have a spouse, a partner, a family member who you think could use a little support. But they may be nervous to take the first step. Go with them. And I say, my personality is different. I'm willing to walk into a crowd. But there was never a point that I feel uncomfortable or an outsider. You just walk in and somebody's saying hello to you like they've known you all their life, which is a tribute to everybody involved within the organization and the programs themselves. But go into some of the exercise things that you have going on, if you don't mind, Risa.
Sure. So we have exercise programs, and they're actually special because they're made for cancer survivors. We have cancer exercise specialists or instructors that have a background in cancer, and they know how to communicate with people with cancer, how to make adaptations and modifications based on what you're going through. So on Mondays, we have a full body conditioning class that is geared towards women, breast cancer, or gynecological cancer survivors. On Wednesdays, we have a strength and stretch class, which is Pilates classes and also focuses on breathing. Thursdays, Inbar, she teaches a gentle yoga and meditation class, which a lot of people have used those tools and carried them outside of the workout studio into their life when they get into stressful situations. Friday, we have a phenomenal teacher that teaches full body conditioning classes to all different cancer survivors. And then once a month, I think it's the second Saturday of the month, we have Tai Chi, which I know you guys offer as well. And this is Tai Chi for cancer survivors and really helps with coordination and balance. So those are the exercise classes. And what John said is true. You can come to one, maybe that's not your thing. You find out yoga's not for you, but then maybe you decide that strength training is. So you come, you try it out. And we really have regulars that keep coming back. And we also had a walking group. And what happened pre-COVID, the walking group actually met across the street at the museum, or they met on our track, and they would walk together. Once COVID hit, we couldn't do that, but we encouraged people to continue walking on their own. And then they called in for a phone call where we got to connect around any difficulties they had and tips about breathing and stretches. So that kind of sums it up.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but is there multiple things like a website, a newsletter, a brochure that kind of outlines what the various options are as far as your programs are concerned?
Yeah, we have all those things. So someone that's listening now, if they want to go to our website, it's www.sjjcc.org. And then they just click on programs and click on cancer wellness. We also, if anyone wants to email me or call me, my phone number again is 516-484-1545, extension 228. My email is rbrafman, which is B-R-A-F as in Frank, M-A-N, at sjjcc.org. We have a brochure that I could send them. I could send them the link. We also, pre-COVID, had a newsletter. We haven't done the newsletter since COVID because we were doing a daily email.
You have another break coming up, but all that information will be on our website also when we put this up. So anybody who wants to get in touch with Risa over there definitely can. But right now we're taking the break. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.